Arts News. Alice Walker joins me in the studio. Big news from Western Australia about its cultural institutions. This is a story that's been going on for ages.
It has. It's been well over a year since the Art Gallery of WA's director Stefano Carboni finished up. And since that time, things have been up in the air with an interim leadership team, while the state government has been considering the future of the gallery, the WA Museum, the State Library and the Perth Theatre Trust. It's understood some kind of merger was well and truly on the cards. Some in the industry expressed concern with that idea, including former gallery leaders, the WA Chamber of Arts and Culture, and the Australian Library and Information Association as well.
Yes, there are a lot of players in this story. So what's the latest? Where have we got to?
Okay, so a couple of weeks back in State Parliament, the Arts Minister David Templeman was asked if the boards of the Art Gallery, Library and Museum will be merged and put together under a single Act of Parliament. That's what was proposed. And his response was no. I tried to find out more, and the Arts Minister's office said in a statement the government has decided not to proceed with any legislative reform of the sort during this term of government, but there was no mention for the explanation. No, there's no explanation for the change of heart. The statement reads, no discussions on any future or alternative action are occurring. So the government's still being pretty tight-lipped about this. It hasn't confirmed when the gallery director position will be advertised, but we can say a merger is off the table for now at least.
Well, that's probably good news. Now, there's an update on another story that you've been following, artist John Olson's court case.
So in April last year, the 91-year-old brought a case against his stepdaughter, Karen Mentink, over $2.2 million. Mentink says she was given the money by her mother, John Olson's wife, Catherine Howard Olson, just before she died of cancer. But the judge has found she got the funds through unconscionable conduct or undue influence.
Gosh, those are big words. So what's happened to the dough?
We don't know what's going to happen to the money yet, and the case will be back in court next month, so maybe we'll find out then.
Okay. Now let's move to East Arnhem Land, where an art centre, this is a great story, an art centre has made a very exciting discovery.
This is so cool. So Yirrkala's Bukulangere Mulka Art Centre is undergoing an expansion, building a shed for the art centre workers to keep cool. And as the earth mover was making way for the foundations, digging away, they found something very special, Michael.
And what did they find?
They found a vein of white clay, or gapan, which is not only sacred, but it's tough to get hold of. Here's one of the art centre workers, Joachim Marika, or DJ, speaking to the ABC's Jacqueline Breen.
Did digging here, and then people were noticing those white clay underneath the soil, and it is a very sacred thing, clay, white clay, gapan we call it. It is sacred for anything, for like dancing, painting sacred objects and painting on our body to do dancing, and for dapi, which is we call a circumcision ceremony.
This is an especially exciting find, Michael, because the art centre workers have been scaling cliffs to get to white ochre. So this will make things a lot easier for them.
They just have to walk out the back door.
They do.
That's a lot easier. Now, let's go to Paris, because the Louvre has been having a hard time with a big exhibition devoted to Leonardo da Vinci.
So the big art museum in Paris is the home of Da Vinci's Mona Lisa, as we know, but it has plans to bring the artist's works together for an exhibition opening on October 24th, and this is to mark the 500th anniversary of Da Vinci's death.
Well, that just sounds like a fabulous gig.
It does, but it hasn't been simple. The Louvre's had a lot of difficulty getting access to the works that it wants to show. Italian politicians proved an obstacle when they questioned the arrangements that were already in place. They argued Da Vinci's works shouldn't be taken away from the country in such an important year.
Yes, well, that's a difficult argument to combat. What happened?
Well, there's been a change of government. A new deal has been signed, and a number of works, including Vitruvian Man, will make their way to Paris after all, just in time, in exchange for a number of works going to Italy, including some by Raphael for his 500th death day next year.
Oh, I see. So you give us some of yours, we'll give you some of ours.
Exactly.
Well, that's the way the world works, I guess. Yep.
But according to the art newspaper, it doesn't look like the controversial Salvator Mundi, housed at Louvre Abu Dhabi, will be included in the French exhibition. Scholars are divided as to whether this very expensive painting is in fact a Da Vinci. So it would have been interesting to see that discussed in the exhibition.
Well, you can still talk about it, even if it
isn't sure people will.
The show. Now, a rather obscure comic has emerged. This involves Da Vinci.
It does involve Da Vinci, or it could. An author and academic, Simon Hewitt, has been studying cartoons from the late 1400s, as you do in your spare time, and he's found one from Germany that he thinks depicts Leonardo da Vinci.
And why would he think that?
Well, there's a few reasons. One is that the character has a lyre, which was his instrument.
A lyre?
Yep, red
like
hair.
A harpy thing.
Yes, that's right. red hair.
A red hair? Did Da Vinci have red hair?
Apparently he had red hair, which I didn't know that either. And apparently that's one of the reasons he was made fun of, because that was very unusual at the time.
Right. So, you might be able to draw, mate, but you've got red hair. Exactly. That's what he had to cop, did he?
And redheads have been copying it for more than 500 years, it would seem, Michael.
Well, redheads of the world unite and go to the Louvre, because the ultimate redhead's work is on display there very, very soon. Alice Walker there with Arts News.